Hello, this is Dr. Reynolds, Dr. Charles Reynolds, and I'd like to share with you my 3-day fat burn. Now, I've practiced and refined this over literally the past 30 years, experimenting with various ways to lose weight since I was a teenager, and I'll be 50 years old next month. So this is a way that has been tried and proven, and it's a combination of techniques that I've literally taken some of what I've learned everywhere from Jack LaLanne, Vince Gironda, Paul Bragg, some of the old-time body guys that just paved the way and blazed the trail for them, were so far ahead of their time and the physicians of that day about what it really meant to be healthy and not treat disease. But also incorporated some of the most recent research about weight loss and endocrinology and what really works. Literally, we'll be talking about literature that's come out in the New England Journal within the past few months. We'll be talking about what I've seen work and not work for thousands of patients, literally thousands of patients, and combining that together. So this is not just about something I pulled out of my hat or from a doctor book or from the gym. It's from a lot of different sources brought together and refined and practiced by me and my patients. Now, part of this, I literally would not share with my patients until the past few years, because, at least not most of my patients, because some of it was not supported by the medical literature, and I had to be careful who I shared it with because it was not yet proven. But it has become proven. Every part of this is supported by research now. Now, why is there a need? There's so many weight loss programs out there. Why do I think I should talk about weight loss? Other than the fact I'm a physician, and of course I'm burdened by the fact that most Americans are overweight and all the disease that comes about because of that. There's so much pain that comes from being overweight, everything from socially, we're talking about, it affects mentation, it makes you more at risk for stroke and heart attack and sexual problems, not to mention self-esteem and more difficulty for some people in obtaining work. So it really affects every level of your health and with your family and your social life. And so this is an important problem. And frankly, I don't think most physicians understand how to solve it. If they did, you wouldn't be looking at most physicians themselves being overweight in this country. So why is this different? Well, you'll see we're going to rotate through 3 different phases, day 1, day 2, and day 3. And as we do that, you'll reset the hunger mechanism so that when you come off of the plan, actually even before you're off of the plan, what you want to eat and how much you want to eat will change. I think this was meant to happen anyway. We'll get back to that later. But basically what we're doing is we're doing not only something that causes you to lose weight quickly, but this is a metabolic, literally a metabolic workout. You are meant not to have the same metabolism all the time, right? Well, again, we'll get to that, the details of that later, but you can think about why that might be. Sometimes you have times of plenty when you might need to store energy, and you have times of famine when an animal might need to conserve energy. And most of the time, unfortunately, Americans are in a state where they're either calorically neutral, or they're getting as much as they need but no more or no less, or they're getting more than they need to the point to where they gain weight, and then they try to take less than they need and are uncomfortable. But what I want to try to do is tell you how to swap things over to where you have a different metabolism and you're losing weight and you're not uncomfortable. And not only are you not uncomfortable, but you're resetting that mechanism so that when you start to eat again, you have different desires about how much you want to eat. All right, so what other ways is this different? And how it's solving the problem. It's not just about losing weight. No one eats the same amount every day. Everybody has days where they eat a little more than they need. What's surprising is how little it takes to throw you way out of bounds. So having a time when you have this 3-day fat burn undoes some of the damage that's done on those other days. So having a regular low calorie day makes up for the occasional high calorie day. And I think it's good to schedule this 3-day fat burn at times when, so that you're scheduling it every time you schedule a feast, you schedule one of these to make up for it or undo it. If you have a vacation or you have a party, you schedule this. You also schedule it on a regular basis for just the occasional splurges that come about from just living your life. I want you to have a happy, fun life, but I want you to be healthy. There's a way to have both. Now, the other thing that this system does that a lot of systems do not do is that it causes some hormonal changes that will make you stronger. One of the big worries, especially of young people, is that you might lose some muscle mass that you're working hard to gain. But it should be a concern even more so as we grow older, because it's muscle mass that keeps you mobile. It's the number one reason for going into the nursing home is urinating on the floor. When people get to where they can't make it to the bathroom because they're too weak or they've had a stroke, then that's when the family usually throws in the towel and sends them off to the nursing home. So being able to move is important, and movement involves mobility of joints and strength and balance. So I don't want you losing muscle mass even though you stay lean. When you do this program, we'll get into all the ways this happens, but you're going to have some hormonal changes that actually improve strength. People didn't understand why 30 years ago, longer than that, for Paul Bragg, but Vince Gironda, Jack Lane, Paul Bragg, they talked about using fasting and low-calorie days as a way to improve strength and even gain weight, but gain the right kind of weight so you stay lean and you gain muscle. There is a way to do that, and this system will teach you how to do that. So don't let the fasting word or the dieting word, I want you burning fat, but I want you maintaining strength, and this works. Now, there are these exotic ways where you walk around. I have friends that compete in figure competitions or bodybuilding competitions, men and women who go through these extraordinary means to have extremely low body weights or body percent body fat. And that, but on a competitive level, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about having a healthy Tarzan-like physique or Jane-like physique. You look like you came from the jungle because you're lean and you're healthy and you're strong and you're quick. And you have that look about you, but you don't look like a competitive bodybuilder unless that's what your goal is. And you could use this as part of the way you maintain your body. Is not going to get you in competitive shape for a professional bodybuilding contest, but it would help any athlete maintain close to their best competitive weight during the off season, and then they could use more extreme measures to reach their peak during the on season. All right, so why would you not want to do this plan? What are the disadvantages of it? One is that during the whole 3 days, I think this is actually a good thing, but you will have 3 to 4 hours where you're uncomfortable, possibly with some hunger, maybe a mild headache, and or irritability. But that's out of the whole 3 days. The rest of the 3 days, you can eat as much as you want, as long as you eat what I tell you to eat. So your hunger will be controlled. Even on a normal day, if you're not on a diet, you'll have a time where you feel hungry, and then you go eat. You do the same thing with this 3-day plan. You feel hungry, you go eat. Except with this, you limit what you eat to what I explained to you, and if you do that, even though you go and eat every time you're hungry, 24 hours a day, you'll burn up pounds of fat, lose body weight like crazy, and come out of the program feeling energized, lighter, thinking better, better sex, better energy. Is just going to be great. All right, so let's just plunge right in now into day one and talk about how to do this plan.